We go on with the poem number 3, Seeing the Bull. I hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is gentle, the willows so green. Here no bull can hide. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? Now the seeker is getting focused, single-minded, not looking here or there. And you have to keep your attention. You have to keep your focus if you're going to hit the target. Normally it's so many thoughts, so many directions in the mind, in your life, that nothing can happen. Only one direction, very easy, because your whole life force, your whole energy is into that. You are not watered out. Then you become very thin. Like I remember the milkman in India. He always watered out the milk. So he gets more milk. But then the milk gets very thin. And if you go through a few milkmen, then only white water left. You get it straight from the cow, it's no water. So it's like that, you coming back to the source. He says, I hear the song of the nightingale. The sun is warm, the wind is gentle, the willow so green. Here no bull can hide. He's coming back to the simple things in life. He's not dreaming about somewhere else. He starts taking notice in where he is, in what is happening around him, becoming one with the surroundings, becoming one in life, with life. Only then you will become present what is happening around you. He says, I hear the song of the nightingale. How beautiful. Otherwise people hear the songs of the birds, but they are too occupied to really listen. The sun is warm, the wind is gentle, the willows so green. No he hears, no he sees, no he feels. All these different senses, they become present. And only when you become present can you really see. Can you really feel? Can you really observe? Because you are there. You are present. You are not somewhere else. Then you become tremendous completely aware with what is happening around you. Here, no bull can hide. No, it can't hide anymore. No, yesterday we talked about he was so happy, ready to go deeper into the mountains because he could see the footprints. No, he can. For the first time, he sees part of the bull. He can see the form. And that's how it should be. When you first see the proof, you know it is something, then you get more energy. Then you trust more. You get more courage. You're ready to go deeper. You are ready to go higher. You are more ready to leave the known. Then you get the first glimpse. Because now your whole energy is focused. It's not scattered. You are not leaking anymore. Ordinary people are just leaking. You have to stop all these leakages so you become full, full of presence, full of awareness, full of consciousness. Here, no bull can hide. Because the bull is hidden because of your unconsciousness. The bull is hidden because you are busy with other things. As soon as you get more awareness, you're coming more into the present. Your senses start getting clean. Then you can see it everywhere. You can feel it everywhere. There is nowhere to hide. Because it's not separate from you. This is the meaning. Now slowly, slowly he's coming more back. A different energy starts rising inside yourself. Instead of looking outside, now it starts rising inside. Now the journey deeper is very easy because now you have felt. Up to one point is very difficult because you haven't felt the inner adventure. The whole focus is on the outside. When you start exploring your inner and getting some results, some proof, some experiences that only you can have, then it becomes very exciting. No, it's your own experience now. Now is the time you can drop all books, all learning, all teachings, because you have to explore it yourself. It has nothing to do with the outside. It has nothing to do with books anymore. It has nothing to do with the past. It has to do with awareness, to be present, to be available to life. Here, no bull can hide. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? What artist can draw? No artist can draw it, and nobody can talk about it. That's what Lao Tzu is saying also. No words can say it. You can't talk about it, but it's still there. Who can draw it? Nobody can draw it. Because it's too vast. It's too immense. What artist can draw that massive head, those majestic horns? You can't put it into a picture, but still you can see it. And when you see it, you will be in awe. Very few people are focused, are single-minded, is thirsty, is devoted to the search. And that's why it's very difficult, because it comes far down on the list. Again and again it happens. People get ignited. Coming to satsang, being in a retreat. Again, every time, every day it happens, people get very ignited, they get very high, they get very happy. Now they are connected. And then they get lost again. Because it's not enough just to feel it. You have to be steady in it. It has to become part of you. And not only the experience, but that has to start becoming manifest in your life. You have to integrate your new insight, your new experiences, your self-knowledge, the truth, love. You have to integrate it into your life. Otherwise, it will leave. Otherwise, it will feel that you are worthy to have it. Maybe just you got a visit, then again it leaves. Because it will change many, many things. So now you have to integrate it. Listen to the truth. Listening to that soft, silent whisper. Listening to love. Now the comments on this third bull. When one hears the voice, one can sense its source. As soon as the six senses merge, the gate is entered. Wherever one enters, one sees the head of the bull. This unity is like salt in water, like color in dye stuff. The slightest thing is not apart from the self. When one hears the voice, one can sense its source. Maybe you just heard the voice, but you know the voice must come from somewhere. And what a voice! What the voice? Let's go closer. This is a voice, this is a sound that triggers something in you. It's not and noise is the melody. Where does it come from? No, you have heard it. Where does it come from? Come closer. When one hears the voice, one can sense its source. As soon as the six senses merge, the gate is entered. They say you have six senses. Those six senses is scattered all over the place. That's why we are insensitive. Coming back to yourself, all those senses start coming back. More awareness, more sensitivity. More sensitivity, all your senses start waking up. You go become very aware what you see. You take notice. You can, for the first time, distinguish between what is beautiful and what is not beautiful because of awareness. Otherwise, people look at everything. Unconsciously, anything comes in. And it's too much information, so nothing gets absorbed. More awareness, you are more focused to what is good for you, what is beautiful. Then your eyes is drawn to nice things. That's what he says. The willows are so green. Now for the first time he sees the green in the trees, the dance in the willows. As soon as the six senses merge, the gate is entered. So more sensitive, all your senses is becoming very sharp because you are present. Your hearing, your seeing, your touch, your feel, everything becomes very present because you become more sensitive to the moment. And it's not a doing, it happens from the inside because all your energy is gathered in the now. It's not a closing down, it is an opening up. It's a feeling of all inclusiveness, that you can sense everything. As soon as the six senses merge, the gate is entered. Wherever one enters, one sees the head of the bull. Wherever one enters, it can be to the eyes, to the touch, to the sound, to the feel. It could be anything, the taste. That's what the masters, the gurus have said down through the centuries. And Ramana Maharshi, you can get touched, you can get ignited through the look, through the touch, or hearing the voice. Anything can trigger it. It depends which sense that is very alert in you. Because some people have different senses that is more evolved. That's why you have great thinkers, you have great poets, you have great musicians, you have great mathematicians, you have people who are great sculptors, painters. You have different senses. And when you start seeing, as you go deeper, what is closest to you, you can develop that. then it's not that it's coming from your parents or the society, you should be this or that. It comes from the inside. This unity is like salt in water, like color in dye stuff. And what happens when you put salt or sugar in the water? It disappears. Or it becomes the water. Studying the self is to forget yourself. To forget yourself is to remember. Unity is like salt in the water. It disappears. You can't separate it. The slightest thing is not apart from the self. No. You merge, you had a taste of merging with everything. That is what self-knowledge is, or true wisdom, or meditation. No, it is your own experience. No, what should we call this guy? Mr. Wu will go on deeper into the mountains, I hope. Aum Shanti. What happened to the flame? It was there, then it is gone. Still it's there. It's not much you need to get warm. If it's the real thing then, you know. A picture doesn't help, but like this is enough, you know, keep the fingers warm, very nice. That's how the real things are. You don't need much, and it can do miracles. That's why one word can be more worth than all the books in the world. Where's Lhasa? That's why I just want to share how it's going with me. I write to you in the last moment, like last time, but I hope you get this letter before I leave on Sunday, so I can be present if you read it in satsang. Yes, we just made it, Lhasa. That's good. But it's very easy to miss, yeah? It's very easy to miss the moment. And that's what you used to, that's what everybody is used to. You miss the opportunity. No, you start catching it. And it's very exciting. That's why it's so much energy. Because you start tapping into something else. It's a side of you that can be spontaneous, that can take risk, that can come out. How does it feel? You don't know yet. So, okay. I must say that this retreat has been very good for me. I had a very pleasant feeling when I came this time, feeling at ease, comfortable. And it just went on into the retreat, feeling better and being grateful for being here. Sitting in my cabin on Friday, I remember I was thinking about and feeling this high state of well-being, wondering where this would all end. Just halfway into the retreat and even before any satsang, I was so happy I was on this path and now everything was going my way. When, this is the mystery, Lhasa, when you get out of your own way, you are on my way. Then is my way. When you get out of your own way. Your way is the way. When you get out of your own way. Meditate on it. I was thinking about and feeling this high state of well-being, wondering where this would all end. Don't think, Lhasa. Just enjoy. When you're feeling good and this high state of well-being, don't think where it will end. It's happening. This is how the mind takes you away. Just enjoy. Go deeper into the feeling now. One thing is for sure, that this moment will lead into the next moment, no? So what you practice now, that is what will happen. Huh? And that is why people look very sad and tired, because they've been practicing sadness, tiredness, disappointments, practice. Professional sufferers. It takes long time, then when you start getting happy and a high state of well-being, enjoy it, because this is a new beginning. You start practicing that. That will take you into more joy, more higher state of well-being. That's how it is. Everything was going my way. This satsang on Friday came, and I believe that I was overwhelmed by the high energy. I felt a lot of contractions in the body coming and going. Afterwards, I was a bit put out of my state of well-being, quite blocked and destabilized. I will destabilize you again and again and again, till there is nothing more to destabilize. And then I put you together. Every time it will be in a better way, in a new form. Oop, oop, up. You don't know. You just be available. Huh? You will change forms many times. It was like having done a hard training without stretching out. The body was stiff and aching. That's why the more you are here, Lasse, the more you start understanding my kind of cooking. No, it takes time. You can't just go and make a nice dish. This is one of the most difficult dishes there is, because everybody is different. But you felt very blocked and destabilized. It was like having done a hard training without stretching out. The body was stiff and aching. That's why I want you to shake it out, because a lot is happening. Like you said in satsang, you were already so high, feeling already so good, just being here. And then you was overwhelmed by the high energy. Because if you are available, then the energy in satsang and being available to me, it will do many things to you. And not just the physical body, but the physical body will also respond. No? So anything that is tight, you will feel it. And that is good, because now you're becoming aware of it. That's why I want you to do the laughing, the stretching, the dancing, the dynamic, the catharsis. To get out this, you have to be true to yourself, what is coming up. And then you can free it. Because you have many tensions and many blockages on many, many levels. And there's no need. I'm not an old school Vipassana teacher that you have to sit and suffer. Keep the energy. I've been in those places. They are so tight, I just have to sit and meditate 10 hours a day, and they have so much anger and frustration. Then they come out after 3 weeks of heavy duty meditation, they're gonna hardly move. No. You have to have. It comes a day when everything is unburdened, then you can just sit, because no tension. But up to that moment, you have to help yourself, because it is a lot of energy here. And you're not used to it. So then, even if the body can stay still, your energy body and your deeper levels, they will feel it. So you have to help yourself to empty yourself out of the tensions in the body, in the mind, in your emotions. That's why I have all these different things. You have to help yourself to unburden yourself. It seems to me that I am subconsciously working against what is coming from you. I am resisting. Yeah. Because the mind is controlled. And that is who you know yourself you are. The mind wants to control, the ego wants to control. How can you let go? You are in charge and you are a very tense, serious person. What will happen if you let go? Maybe you become loose and flexible and giggling. That's dangerous. You won't recognize yourself. That's why I also, again and again, I remind you, if you stay, there's a big possibility that you will be loose, flexible, happy, at ease with yourself. No? If you're not ready to that, if you want to be serious, run. As fast, as quick as possible. Because it is a very big chance. It's almost bound to happen, no matter how stubborn you are. Hey? So is that laughing? That's how it goes. This is just how it is, Lhasa, and that's why I have to talk to you, because it's also good that the mind understand. It seems to me that I'm subconsciously working against what is coming from you. I'm resisting. Yeah. Because you have to lose control, you have to let go. I will turn you inside out. But it feels great because you get air in, you know, it's been very moldy inside. Then I say inside out, like you do with wet socks. Whoop. Then, of course, the inside of the socks will be very afraid. They never seen daylight. What will happen? Even though I know there is no sensible reason for doing so, I can't seem to surrender. And I ask myself, why can't I just give it up? Why can't I just let go? You can't surrender, you can't give it up, it happens in spite of you. No ego, no mind wants to give up, it happens when it happens. I'm not telling anybody to surrender. How can you surrender? Real surrender is that you have to surrender even if you don't want to surrender. That is the real surrender. You can't do it because surrender is real. How can you say, I don't want to fall in love, but I fall in love, then what to do? What are you going to do then? Fight or allow it? It's like that. Even though I know there is no sensible reason for doing so, I can't seem to surrender. No, but the mind doesn't make any sense. You are on your way into a different territory. And I ask myself, why can't I just give it up? Why can't I just let go? You can, and this is the beginning, this inquiry into why you can't do it. What is holding you back? Or like Buddha says, all Buddha says, if you're not ready, suffer some more. Suffer some more, try. Try and try and try, till one day you're so tired and you're so constricted and you're so painful that it just crumbles. Hmm? It's many ways to surrender as these people. And surrender is just to give up, let go. I ask myself, why can't I just give it up? Why can't I just let it go? Because you have to understand the whole process. That's the whole thing with studying the self. You have to study yourself to see all the tricks. This is self-inflicted. This is what we have done to ourselves to be protected. Yeah, before you weren't consciously. So all this has been coming on you, layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, because you've been asleep. Now you start waking up. That means responsibility. Now you can start doing your own thing. You can live your own life. You can start removing all those tensions, all those habits. That is what awareness can do. You can change everything. You can transform everything with the light of awareness. I ask myself, why can't I just give it up? This is the amazing thing. Why do we go on when you have felt it? Hmm? Still I'm resisting. There is no reason for doing so. But I can't seem to surrender. No, because it has to go deeper. You have to understand the whole working of the mind and the ego and the holding and the control. And then the one day it just drops, like an apple drops when it's ripe. It's effortless. You can't do it by force, then it's ugly. It comes a day and the apple just falls. Hmm? Like that. You have understood, you are ripe, you are mature enough. You are not interested in the ego games and all these trips and the fighting and the conflicts and the holding on and protecting yourself. You are ready for something else. Then it happens. And it happens very easy if there is love and understanding. Why can't I just let go? It would be so much easier. No struggle. Yes, this is what you have to meditate on, Lhasa. It's very good questions. It would be so much easier, no struggle. Then why are we doing it? Because we are not used to have it easy. Hmm? I'm saying easy is right. But maybe not for you. For me, easy is right. And right is easy. And the easy is right. And the right way is easy. And only the right way is easy. But you have to understand, you have to see how much energy you use to resist. It would be so much easier, no struggle. Yes, now you see the light. It's just as I talk about these sand bulls. No, you have seen. You have seen something is possible. It is the first glimpse. It is the first glimpse, no struggle. It can be easier. Then why? No, this question. This question wasn't there before. Still, I will be patient. I believe that someday it will let go. It's just that I'm quite a bit frustrated with this blockage from time to time. Just let it go now. Why wait? Huh? Why wait? Why protect it? Haven't you been frustrated enough? Or you want to go deeper into the frustration? Some people, they just want to go deeper, find out, think about it this way, that way. No, it has nothing to do with meditation. You go beyond the thinking. You go into that which is beyond thinking. then you're already free. No? Hmm? I believe that someday it will let go. Why not let that someday be today? Huh? Huh? I will change it for you. I believe that today it will go. How does that sound? Huh? That's it, Lasse, breathe. Yeah, give space to yourself. Just give space to the let go. How does it mean? Just let go. Let go. And don't protect your... Yeah, just let it go. What is happening now? Hmm? Come here, Lasse. Come here. You're a young man, you manage it only. You say, I believe today it will let go. Hmm? Today it will let go. How is it going now? I realize somehow that is so big, strong, vast, open, loving, and free. Realize that, Lasse. Just realize that.